Psalm 119. He.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
Today's devotion: God's Word and Me. This section of Psalm 119 from verses 33 to 40 comes under the fifth out of the 22 Hebrew alphabets, which is the character, He. I would entitle this section as God's Word and Me. In each verse, we can observe the various synonyms of God's Word, such as statutes, law, commandments, testimonies, ways, promise, rules, and righteousness. Each of these synonyms appears in one out of the two clauses in each verse. So first, the psalmist uses this synonym to describe certain unique aspect concerning the Word of God in one clause. Then the other clause in the same verse states the writer's response to this aspect of God's Word. In verse 33, the Psalter prays for God to teach him the way of his statutes. His response is that he will keep it to the end. In verse 34, the psalmist prays for understanding to keep God's law so that he will observe it with his whole heart. In verse 35, the writer prays for God to lead him in the path of his commandments as he delights in it. In verse 36, the author prays for God to incline his heart to his testimonies, so that he will not be inclined to selfish gain. In verse 37, the Psalter resolves not to focus on things that are worthless, as he knows that only God's way found in his word can give him life. In verse 38, the psalmist asks God to confirm his promise to him so that he can continue to fear him. In verse 39, the writer's plea before God to take away the reproach on him when he chooses to follow God's rules that are good. In verse 40, as the author knows that only the righteousness from God's word can grant him life, he longs after his precepts. Let us follow the example of the psalmist in his various responses to God after knowing these distinct aspects of his word. I remember vividly that Sunday in Oct 1984, the day when I accepted Christ. After making the greatest decision in my life to accept Christ in my friend's church, they gave me a Gideon Bible, a small pocket-sized New Testament Bible. I was so excited to know God and so hungry for His Word that I read the whole Gospel according to John in one sitting on that Sunday afternoon. That began my journey of reading and meditating on the Word of God. And God uses His Word to transform me day by day, little by little in every way. I am still being changed by Him till this day forward. Dear brothers and sisters, please pause and reflect your own attitude to the Word of God. When was the last time that you felt a stirring in your heart when you read your Bible? Let us pray. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16 says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts." Thank you, my dear Lord, for reminding me that only your word can bring vitality to my life. Help me to persevere in my daily or regular meditation of your word to nourish and feed my soul. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.